Blog Talk Radio.
I believe in what you said. You do.
Fair. I don't need fame and fortune. I don't need honorable mentions. I don't need fancy mansions. I don't need it. All I need is faith in you, faith in you. Believe in what you said, you do, faith in you. I don't need a fancy car, I don't need to be called a star, I don't need to be where they are. I don't need it, 'cause all I need is faith in you, faith in you. Believe in what you said, you do, faith in you.
Transformation station for this Monday, February the 15th, 2021. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and tonight I'm so blessed to be able to bring back one of my programs from years ago, the Faith Cafe. But as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow with me as we go to the Lord? Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just come before your throne of grace. We just come before your throne of grace, giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share our faith in a special way on tonight. We just pray your blessings upon this program, Father God, and we just pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they will hear something on tonight that will inspire them to give their life to you. It is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus I do pray all things. Amen, and to God be to the glory. Well, saints of God, tonight is a very special Faith Cafe. One, we're reintroducing it for for Black History Month, and because it's a part of Spirit Alive's history, and because it stepped to the mic night. And we will be hearing poems and favorite scriptures and teachings from some of our Spirit Alive family. So we are so blessed that they are all in the house. They are ready to go, praise God. And we are going to get this praise party started with the spoken word. So right now, we are going to hear a poem, hallelujah, from a sanctified sister, prophetess Kathleen, Take Me to the King Holloway. And she is now going to come and bring us her poem in her own way. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. This poem is called The Pastor's Wife. I don't know who wrote it, of the author is, but it was given to me. The Pastor's Wife. There's one person in our church who knows our pastor's life, who weeps and smiles and prays with him, and that's our pastor's wife. The crowd has seen him in his strength when wielding God's sharp sword, as underneath God's banner folds, he faced the devil's whore. But deep within her heart, she knows that scarce an hour before, she helped him pray the glory down behind the closet door. She's heard him groaning in his soul when bitter rage the strife, as hand in hand she knelt with him, for she's our pastor's wife. You tell your tales of prophets brave who marched across the world and changed the course of history by burning words they hurled. And I will tell how back of each some woman lived her life, who wept with him and smiled with him. She was the pastor's wife.
Amen. How beautiful, especially coming from a pastor's wife. What a beautiful, inspiring poem about the pastor's wife. Amen. Right now, I would like to share one of my favorite scriptures with you, which is found in Psalm 27. And I'm going to do this in the spoken word form. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Snapping for Jesus, amen, hallelujah. At this time, we will now have a poem read by our very own evangelist. I'm going all the way with Jesus Scott. Evangelist Scott, step to the mic.
Many people have a love who showers them with tokens of affection, cards, candy, flowers, and such. Some but once a year for what they call a special occasion, like Valentine's, birthdays, or an anniversary. Neither can save your soul. I have a love 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, a love from God. My God loves me so that he picked me up and raised me up from out of my sin and created in me a new heart and renewed in me a right spirit. My God loves me so much that he's always near and he hears my every cry. Jesus gives the best to me that he has 24/7, 365 days a year. Get you some Jesus. He's better than a once in a while love. Get you some Jesus.
Amen. We snapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all be snap. Hallelujah. That was all right. Thank you, Evangelist Michelle. That was beautiful. Now we're going to move on to the men. It's time to hear a manly voice right now. And I'm going to go to none other than Dr. Sylvester Saved by Grace Henderson is now stepping to the mic. Amen.
I'm reading Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Let me get my snacks on. Hey. We give my heart a best man's all for Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Now we have in the house, hallelujah, teacher, tell it like it is, Teresa Vassar will be coming to the mic. Amen. Hey, girl.
Hey. Well, I went a different direction. It's a poem that I've loved a long, long time. And as you listen to it, keep in mind that this poem was written by a white poet. Now, you would thought it was an African-American poet, but she's actually was a white lady. And it's called Taught Me Purple. And it goes,
yeah.
My mother taught me purple, although she never wore it. Washed gray was her circle, the tenement her orbit. My mother taught me golden and held me up to see it, above the broken molding, beyond the filthy street. My mother reached for beauty, and for its lack she died. Who knew so much of duty, she could not teach me pride. And I love that poem. It probably means different things to different people, but thank you for letting me share it with you.
Amen. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get my snaps off. Gotta get my own snaps off. Hallelujah. That was a beautiful poem, and everybody is doing a beautiful job. At this time, we're gonna ask Pastor Jeffrey Jesus is my friend Scott to step to the mic.
All right, I'll be reading the 91st number of Psalms, and it starts off, "He that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Therefore shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We snap it for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me hit my snap button. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Gotta get my snap on. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thanks to God. It is Black History Month, and I am so blessed by the saints of God, the wonderful servant leaders here at the Spirit Alive Network who came, and they're sharing their poetry and their our favorite scriptures with you. But I also wanted to, although we are African Americans and we celebrate Black history every day because we're making Black history even as we speak, and we're also making God's history. So I have asked that Apostle Zeta Flowers come forth with a Black History moment. So, Apostle Zeta, I am Faithful Flowers, step to the mic. Oh. Amen.
Being that I have served as a pastor, as well as an apostle and an evangelist, I was thinking about some of the older pioneers, and I'm going to start with one that was actually born in the year 1783, believe it or not, an African-American woman. Her name was Dorena Lee. She was the first woman to preach in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. I believe she died in 1817. Anyway, she was never formally licensed, but she preached. She was an evangelist. She was a preacher. She was an evangelist. Way back in the day, we were never called pastors, even if we were. They would sometimes call us preachers, but they were not accepted that well. So I wanted to mention that even through that, the struggles and everything, she became a great evangelist, and she began her work as a leader of a predominantly female praying and singing band. Later became an evangelist. Lee and other women like Julianne Jane Tillman was another one. They made a considerable impact on religious life. Okay, I'm going to go to another one. This woman, her name was Sarah F. Gorman. You may have heard about her. Anyway, she was the first woman missionary of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and that was appointed to a foreign field to serve. That was Sarah E. Gorham. Okay, she was the first. Nope, I don't want to get that wrong. I'm not going to say that. But anyway, she was the first missionary of that church that was ever appointed to a foreign field. All right, now, another one, in 1901, Anna Hall was commissioned in that year, becoming the first Black graduate deaconess of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. She served as an evangelist, a dentist, a nurse, a teacher, and also in other capacities.
Wow.
In 1952, she was accepted into the Liberian Church, and she was given her own missionary station at that time in her honor. All right, many of us know about Vashti Murphy McKenzie, born in 1947, and she's still alive, definitely. She became the first woman elected as a bishop. She received her Master's of Divinity degree from Howard University and the Doctor of Divinity from the United Theological Seminary in Dayton, Ohio. McKenzie was also a national chaplain, all right, for Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. I'm looking at my notes. Anyway, she also is an author and has published books, one of them, Not Without a Struggle. And anyway, she's a great leader, and many of us do know about her. All right. I think there's one or two more. Let's see here. The other one, there's another one of 1995. She was elected president of the American Baptist Churches, becoming the first Black woman to hold that position, being the president of the American Baptist Churches. That was really something at that time. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop there. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for
God
that
you.
Black History moment. Hallelujah. We are going to hear from you again, but right now,
yes.
And in honor of the beautiful women that you just described, I would like to recite a poem by Nikki Giovanni, who is one of my most favorite poets of all time. She's a graduate of Fisk University, and her works are known globally. And the poem is entitled The Song of the Feet. And it's and she writes, It is appropriate that I sing the song of the feet. The weight of the body and what the body chooses to bear fall on me. I trampled the American wilderness, forged frontier trails, outran the mob in Tulsa, got caught in Philadelphia, and I am still unreparated. I soldiered on in Korea, jungled through Vietnam, sweated out desert storms, caved my way through Afghanistan, and tunneled the World Trade Center. And on the worst day of my life, I walked behind JFK, shouldered MLK, and stood embracing Sister Betty. I wiggled my toes in the sand of time, trusting the touch that controls my motion, basking in the warmth of the embrace days in offers with warm, salty water. It is appropriate I sing the praise of the feet, for I am a black woman. Amen. Let me send glory to God. At this time, we are going to have a second selection from evangelist Michelle, going all the way with Jesus God. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. This next one is coming from Living Water, and it's two pieces. It's for spiritual armor and for spiritual renewal. Put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. God gave you spiritual armor to help you resist temptation and live for Him. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupt by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Spiritual renewal comes from God alone. Depend on Him to change your heart and life. That was Ephesians 6:13-14, 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8, and Psalms 51:10 and Ephesians 4:22-24. Thank you. Love you all.
Amen. Glory to God. Okay, I gotta put a snap on that. Excuse me. Hold on. I gotta put my snap on. Thank you. I gotta put my snap on it. Praise God. Praise God. We gotta put the snap. Thank you. All right. Now we're gonna go back to Apostle Zeta, because I do believe that she also has a poem prepared for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I do. This poem is by Maya Angelou. And the poem is titled On Aging. When you see me sitting quietly, like a sack left on the shelf, don't think I need your chattering. I'm listening to myself. Hold,
yeah.
Stop. Don't pity me. Hold, stop your sympathy. Understanding if you got it. Otherwise, I'll do without it. When my bones are stiff and aching and my feet won't climb the stairs, I will only ask one favor. Don't you bring me no rocking chair.
Okay.
When you see me walking, stumbling, don't study and get it wrong, because tired don't mean lazy, and every goodbye ain't gone. I'm the same person I was back then, a little less hair and a little less chin, a lot less lungs and much less wind. But ain't I blessed? I can still breathe. I can still breathe in. Amen.
Amen. I love that poem. That is one of my most favorite poems by Maya Angelou. Yes, I love that. Snappy, snappy, snappy. Hallelujah. Okay, thanks to God. Now, if you're in here, before I go to the quick lesson, because I'm going to tell you something about the Faith Cafe, is there anyone sitting in here right now that has a favorite poem that you would like to share or a favorite scripture you would like to read? If you're in our studio, please press your 1. Hallelujah. And we will let you share your, we will let you step to the mic. Amen. So I'm going to give you a moment. Hallelujah, because there is a lot of us in here. So if you would like to share a poem, you would like to read a scripture, please feel free. Now, for those of you that are wondering about the Faith Cafe and what the Faith Cafe is all about, the Faith Cafe is a place that, where you learn all about your faith. Because do you ever find yourself shrinking away from your faith in God? I mean, I want you to be real serious, people. I want you to be real honest, because we can fool ourselves, we can fool others, but we can never fool God. Now, I want you to think about the times or the areas, saints of God, where you could have had a little more faith. Those are the areas we need to ask God to help us build up. Because, see, many times words like faith, hope, and love can sound so far off and so unattainable to us regular folks. But faith is and has always been the very substance of life. Faith is the thing that keeps things going. Every action has some aspect about it that we don't understand, takes a measure of faith. Therefore, life is full of faith moments. Now, let me tell you what faith is. Faith is the expectancy in those things that we cannot yet see. Faith is having a confidence in God that leads to our obedience in Him. Faith is not a luxury, but it is an absolute necessity for each and every follower of Jesus Christ. In God's great hall of faith, as recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, we are shown the faith of regular people like you and I. They were people that hoped against hope. They hoped against all odds. They offered their lives to God, and many times at the risk of looking foolish to onlookers of the day. How many times do you think Noah had to listen to snide remarks and snickers? Do you think he missed the mockery? Do you think he missed the sting of sarcasm every time somebody asked, "Hey, Noah, what are you building?" Oh, but that was until the rain came. Oh, glory to God. See, we can look to these women and men and women of faith as examples as we move on our own journey of faith. How do you develop your faith? You develop your faith by asking God for increased belief and trust. We have to allow our minds to be renewed daily by His word, and we have to base our lives on the truth of that word. Our faith is not developed by shying away from hardships. It's not developed by shying away from ugly situations. But it is found embracing God in the midst of it. And in doing so, we'll be able to walk in faith and not by sight. We will be able to walk in spirit and in truth. In living to please God, we become a part of the great cloud of witnesses. Therefore, we should throw off or strip ourselves of everything that hinders us from living a life that pleases God by faith. Mm-hmm. Saints of God, we got to look real close at our personal sins that overtake us, and we have to submit ourselves to the ministry and the work of the Holy Spirit. Do you know why so many pastors, preachers, and teachers don't want to talk about all the dark pitfalls that God's people find themselves in? It's because many times they're not dealing with the sin within. How can you show others how to allow God to show you how to deal with things and allow God to heal if we haven't allowed God to help us to heal and deal? We must run this race with perseverance. We must run this race knowing that we will reach the prize in the end. So we want you to increase your faith by reading your word, by studying to show yourself approved, by allowing God to do a work in your life. Now, tonight, the men and women of God here at Spirit Alive have shared their favorite poetry, their favorite scriptures, because there's many ways for us to share our faith and to share the gospel of God with one another. So we want you to have the faith to step out and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus Christ in your life. And if there's someone present here listening to us today, we want you, if you have not given your life to Christ, we want you to stop and give and step out on faith and trust, begin to trust in Him and give your life to Him. And it's simple. You don't have to get all dressed up and go into a sanctuary. You don't have to get all dressed up and appear on in a Zoom meeting. All you have to do is stop right where you are and give your life to Christ, and He will put a new song in your heart. He will give you a song to sing that will, hallelujah, resonate from now until eternity. So I just want you to all know that God is alive and He is well, and we believe here at Spirit Alive that God is moving on our behalf at all times, and we just want you to know and understand that God loves you, and He wants the very best for you, and He wants you to believe that He can and He will do everything that He says He will do. So I want to thank all of you here tonight for listening to our beautiful speakers of the hour. We want to thank you for tuning in to Spirit Alive on tonight, hallelujah, because we just praise God for the opportunity to come out and share with you some of our favorite poems and some of our favorite scripture. So we hope you that you were enlightened. We pray that you were inspired. We pray that you will go out and look for your own, you know, reread your own favorite poems and read your scriptures and just bless the Lord at all times. So on behalf of all of us here at Spirit Alive, giving a special thanks to Dr. Sylvester Henderson, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and Apostle Zeta Flowers, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your contributions to this program tonight. You always, all of you, make every program so rich and so full, and I just want to say thank you to all the servant leaders sitting in here, Minister Anthony, and to Sister Missionary Diane, all of you. I'm just so glad that you were in the house tonight, and we just pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week, and you continue to follow us here at Spirit Alive, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you.
God bless you, and we love you.
Love you.
God bless you. Love you.